Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Connect with Candy, the podcast where we focus on inspiration, realness, and embracing our imperfections. I'm your host, Candy. Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Connect with Candy. Today, I have a special guest. He is inspiring and lovable.
Yes. Give me more.
And pushes me every day to be better.
Give me more.
So I want you to introduce you to my husband, Lion Flood.
Yay. Thank you, guys. Can I get a round of applause from everyone out there? Thank you. Quit it. Quit it. Stop it. Stop it. No, don't stop.
You're
don't
overdoing stop, it so. Now. You're overdoing it now.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. My wife's podcast. Appreciate everyone out there. So
yes, thank you for being a part of this today.
What are you bringing me on here for? I would love to know.
We're going to discuss today about our son who has ADHD. High-functioning ADHD. We struggle with it sometimes, and we call it his superpower.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't define him. It's right. Just a part of him. And every day we learn more and more about it and how to control it. And we are in some groups on
social media and
Facebook
so forth.
And we have researched a lot.
A lot.
And found that there is not a lot of resources out there with parents, single parents mainly, deal with this. A lot of ADHD kids have anger issues and they lash out really bad, and I mean they destroy things.
We've seen so many things.
Have lucked out. Giovanni is a lovable kid.
His main
angry.
Thing is just the focus.
His focus is really what we have to work on really well.
And go ahead, babe. Finish.
No, but I was just saying that, you know, the resources out there that single parents don't have or don't know where to look, it's a struggle, because it took me a long time, which I'm still learning online, you know, just how to research and find things. And there's no outlets for parents with kids that have aggressiveness and things that they're dealing with ADHD.
Yep. And one of the things that first kind of tell you a little backstory. So he's been diagnosed with it for about 4 years now, three going on 4 years, when he was about five. And then we went to, you know, get him tested a lot of places, and expensive. They wanted money. Like, one of the places we went to say, hey, we can help work with him on his focus, but it was like $10,000
to start.
Yeah. And
that's
so
not including any other programs they had that they were trying to get us.
I was trying to get that money. And, you know, and so we were in a lot of social media groups, and then we just kind of found that to be kind of the same thing, whereas you have a group of 1,000 or so people with the ADHD, and we're trying to support each other, but no one knows the answer, right? So it's just like the blind leading the blind, and you ask one question, and then the next thing you know, you get 1,000 answers, different answers. So that's not really helping. And we wanted to try to work to see if we can get a group started. And one of the things we did is within our podcast, we both have one individually, we then started bringing on specialists who deal with ADHD.
Yeah.
And then
I think it's been great.
Yeah. And what's really cool about it is eventually he started asking us, you know, he wanted to do one. And with most people who are listening to this, if you have a kid or a family member or someone with ADHD, you know, they will start something and not finish it. So we were like, no, we're not going to invest in all that time.
Butterflies.
Yeah, I always jokingly say that with them. Like, stop chasing butterflies. Whenever we do sports, all of the kids are playing and doing something and shooting the ball, and he's down there on the other end. I'm like, what are you doing? So
he has my heart, though.
He kept asking. So we were like, well, you know what? He might really want to do this. And so we did an interview. He asked some questions with an ADHD specialist. Yes.
I think he really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And so we might even put this episode up So, you know, some of Candy's listeners can hear it and see. But we thought we'd just add, instead of doing a separate podcast, we thought we'd bring this here with people, because you guys are connecting with her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And being a part of this life and bringing you content that, you know, helps empowering. And
especially then, women who have to deal with this individually as single women. And it's tough because they don't have no outlet. They have no one to help them.
Yeah.
They struggle every day trying to keep it together just themselves versus keeping it together for your family and yourself. Yeah. And it's a struggle always. And then having this in the mix and having to cope and making sure they get their medicine if they have medicine, or just different type of struggles that they go through every day.
Yeah. And we, you know, we were sitting down talking to each other about it, and we're like, you know, what she said earlier, we're very fortunate he's not destructive and so forth. But then we also have a support factor. We have each other and family and stuff. And we said, what are people going through who don't have it?
Yeah.
Who? What are they going through? Parents. And we recently were just interviewed for Today's Show. In reference to this, and then we found out that there was a shortage of Adderall medicine. You know, and that's another thing too. When you get in those groups, we have parents and people who are in there, and I think some of them are just antagonistic, and they will start referring to other parents who do medicine. How can you
they
do
look
that?
Down and, upon them,
and that's not healthy for someone who's going through something. No. So we wanted to start something where we can just, you know, just take all of that out, and so we started a Facebook group, social media group that we're working to build. So if the listeners out there are listening to this
and you're going through the same thing or know someone, definitely reach out to us, because we would love to talk with you.
Yeah, we would love to have you, you know, come on. Just a safe place to be a little dangerous, as I say on my podcast, right? But we would love to have people come on and, you know, said, you're not alone. You're going through this, and there's others there, and we want you to be supportive. You know, we have had some craziness that's going on through school and, you know, and everything. We just had a parent-teacher conference and everything.
Everything was great. I think his grades are working.
Yes.
You know, when you have ADHD, it's hard to focus, especially when you have so much distractions going on around you.
Yeah.
And I think that's his struggle. And I believe that he rushes through everything. And so we were working on that with him. And I think, you know, with ADHD, I don't think that is the main thing that
might
people
be some
have
underlying things.
I think
there as well.
Other people, you know, when you have ADHD, I think that you may have something along with it, like dyslexic or a learning disability.
ADD
type.
As well, ADD, attention deficit disorder as well. There's many things, and we're working to get them tested for a few other things as well.
Yeah, and it took us a long time to even come to medication for him.
Oh yes,
but
years
we researched,
actually.
Yeah, we researched a lot, and the final decision was, this is when we were getting calls from school and it was affecting his grades and his social
life
at school. We were like, we got to do something now.
Yeah.
So we
and truly,
put him on Adderall and we tried the lowest dose ever, and it started working. Over the years, we had to increase it, but it works for him and it helps him.
And it's funny because even when if any of you go and listen to the episode that is brought to you by Just One Question, get your podcast from.
Make sure you guys go listen, subscribe, and share.
So I have that episode in which we spoke on that. But if you listen to that, he talks and he's interviewing, you know, some of these specialists, and he says himself, and we've talked to him, we encourage him to express his feelings. He says, I feel weird when I don't take my medicine. My body shakes, my brain shakes.
Yeah.
And he absolutely enjoys it.
He
so
can't sleep most
he's not
of
a
time.
Zombie yeah. when he takes it. He's still himself.
His self is not defined by the medication.
Yeah, and with that being said, also, we want to let everyone know we're not medical professionals.
Yeah,
we're not
absolutely.
Telling anyone to take medicine.
Nope.
You'd speak with your family doctor or whomever you need
absolutely.
And get the best information
and
for
Adderall
you and your family.
Or, you know, there's a whole bunch of different type of medications.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes a long process to see which one works.
Right.
We just lucked out and
worked right away.
He placed this one on and we're not switching it for nothing.
Yeah, right.
Because it has helped.
And during this shortage that they just recently had, we had to go a week or so without
and
it.
The teacher was his teacher. Us.
Yeah, she threw her hands up and said, "I need help," right? So I was like, "You got them for 4 or 5 hours." Trust us, we know. So, but really quick, I also tell you all the group. If you're ever on social media, Facebook primarily right now, it's called ADHD. Resource and Learning Group, and there's a picture of him actually on there with the Superman outfit with ADHD going across. So that's how you know you're in the group. We're just starting. There's several resources groups and that you can find.
Yeah, and that we're in also.
Yeah, we're in several
of
them.
We're still learning as well as we go.
But this one is going to be more of a safe place. We're not going to allow anyone to come in and speak about selling products, trying to manipulate parents to purchase things. And a lot of those groups do that.
No, but it's a safe place for parents to come in and learn and reach out and discuss some things that they may be going through.
Because maybe you have a resource that you use and another parent can.
And they don't know about
right.
it. Especially with low-income families.
Yeah.
A lot of these places now, they charge so much just to get any type of help.
Yeah.
And it's not covered by insurance. And nothing really is covered by insurance anymore until you pay your out-of-pocket or deductibles anymore. And who wants to pay all that just to get some help for your child?
Yeah.
So I really, really am strong about learning more about this and developing my own group for parents that want to learn or reach out for resources. So if there's anyone listening to this that knows anyone who specializes in this, doctors, professionals, help me out here.
Therapist.
Anyone who wants to come talk and offer maybe some free services or know some free services.
Or even low income services if they can't be really free. But some of them.
I really want to, I'm really
trying to get with this, you know, we just decided to do this episode on Connect with Candies. But we're trying to decide if we want to do a separate entity one by itself and talk strictly about this, because this could be a little resource as well, an outlet where parents can just come and listen and say, I'm not alone, and just strictly listen to it. And then we even have the ability for call-ins, you know, like, again, we're not therapists and we don't pretend to be one. I played one on TV once, but you know, that's a whole different story.
And
but
you know, it's not just for ADHD though. It's for a lot of disabilities that kids have that they're just learning disabilities, autistic, children, things, you know, children with other disabilities as well that need help. Their parents need help.
Right.
Family members need help. So we just want to reach out and lend a guiding hand.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just like, and I'm be, you know, just completely transparent and authentic as I can be, like, us doing this right now, this is a coping mechanism for us. This is a therapy thing for us that we just get to talk about in a, you know, in a positive manner.
What'd you say? A safe place to be dangerous?
Yep, safe place to be a little dangerous, right?
I love
so
it.
We, you know, this is an ability for us to talk and kind of, you know, get that off our chest. Because I can only imagine what a single mom or someone's going through.
Or a single dad. Yeah.
So like
there are single dads out there too.
We have, by the time you hear this, we'll be finishing another interview in which he's interviewing a mother who has ADHD, and she has two teenage kids who have it. And so he was going to, you know, talk to them and kind of ask them, hey, how it is when now you're a teenager, and it's therapeutic for him and for us as well.
He loves it.
Yeah,
he really does. So. And it allows them to know that they're not alone.
Yeah.
Other kids are feeling this as well. And I think it helps him a lot to know that he's not alone, that he can embrace this and work with it and show other kids that it is, you are capable of being normal.
Absolutely. And
with
it's,
it.
And it's so great because now that he's starting to get a little older, he's starting to realize how it affects his world around him with other kids. You know, he was so devastated the other day. He came back and told us that his crush told him that he talks too much, right? He just talks too much. Yeah, he said, I don't know what to do now. I was like, well, stop talking. But, you know, he's seen it. You know, he talks about wanting to have friends, but some of those people now in his class, the third grade, they don't want to kind of continue messing with him because it's starting to affect that. So those are little things that we've been working on, and now we're working on techniques to try to show him how to focus and calm and breathe when he doesn't have his medicine.
I think that's a big thing too. It's when, like, we were out of Adderall, we had no way of, you know, just coming back to basics, trying to learn to focus without it again, because there's no coping mechanism for that.
Right.
There's no place outlet to get any type of resource to learn those coping mechanisms without medication, without having to pay so much out of pocket. So that's a struggle in itself.
You know, and, you know, another thing that's kind of, I won't say overlooked, but not looked upon as much. And this is when we were talking to the Today Show. This is something that was brought up as well. How it affects everyone else in your family.
Yeah.
How it affects your life, where you doesn't want to go out on a date. Yeah.
To go to the store.
We don't want to let him go spend a night at someone's home because we know that call is going to come and say, hey, can you come get your kid?
Yeah.
So that maybe limits your ability and your mental health, and it affects that. So we're really working to gather a safe place where people can come and talk and maybe vent and let some steam off here and there, and just kind of have a support group, right? We used to hear the old adage that it takes a village to raise a kid, right? But it also
now
takes a village.
I think it takes way more than that.
Yeah, it takes a village also in being in adulthood. You need a village to say,
to help support you.
Right. And then guess what? If you're in a group or you maybe meet some people in your same city or something, and maybe you can say, hey, I'll babysit this week. And then next week, you babysit for someone so y'all can go out and, you know, still do something.
Yeah.
So, that's our main thing. We're going to keep this going, and we're going to keep bringing different things. And it may not be directly on Connect with Candy. We're really thinking of maybe separating it.
Yeah.
Depends. Because, even, you know, when she was talking.
Stay tuned for that information.
And if you have suggestions, if you have ideas,
you can
get in contact with her.
Yeah.
Either through social media.
Social media, on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. Connect with Candy. You can reach out by email at candyflood@gmail.com.
Don't you have a Connect with Candy email?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So we'll make one. We'll make a Connect with Candy @gmail.com. See if it's available. I'm saying it, and I don't even know if it's available yet, right? But either way, hit her up on social media and us, and then you can probably find the group that way. If you maybe just search Facebook, we don't know if we'll put it in some other ones yet, just because Facebook is good for the group and the community where everyone can get together. I don't know if some of the other socials have that ability right now, but just. You know, we just want to thank you guys for taking the time and listening.
Yeah,
we're not going to stay too much
so
longer
much.
With this.
Thank you for coming on. And
you know me. Hold on, let me
keeping
drop
keeping me a, company.
Yeah, I'll keep you company.
Okay, you ain't very white.
But and what's great too is if you do have questions or maybe stories, you know, we can maybe bring those on and share those with the listeners for the ADHD specifics. Where, you know, we can do it anonymously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, here's a story. Here's this parent. They're going through X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
And so someone can relate. Maybe we can get some advice from people. So we'll focus on that, though.
Yeah, definitely. Bring awareness.
Yeah.
Bring awareness.
I think that's
And you guys are not alone.
Yeah.
We're here.
You are
We're struggling
not
with
alone.
You.
Yes. The struggle is real.
Yes.
It's getting hard out there for a pimp. so you got to laugh, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So. We do that a lot.
I was taking a little drink there. Sorry, guys. I'm as authentic as they come. I don't know what else to say. So, But there's not anything else.
I think we've touched a lot of aspects of what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. So I believe that if anyone's listening, reach out.
Yeah.
Let us know.
One last thing too, and this isn't directly for the listeners, but I just thought of this. Because we went, like I said, for a parent-teacher conference today, and whenever he gets excited, his handwriting gets atrocious and really bad. But there's a pencil that we saw a long time ago that specifically kind of made Simon, for them.
The one who he interviewed.
The tactile.
Yeah. Thing.
Right. But yeah, but there's a sort of a pencil that supposed to help them write better.
I think we really need to look into that.
Look into that as well. And when we find that, Amazon has everything, right?
Amazon has everything.
This is not real, but this episode will be brought to you by Amazon at some point because we're going to be a sponsor for us, right, Amazon?
Sure. There you go, Amazon.
Yeah, speaking into the world. But we'll find that pencil and information. We'll put it in the group. So we'll look forward to some of you guys joining.
Yes.
And
thank you again for coming on and blessing me with your presence again.
You know it.
And I appreciate everyone listening and connecting with Candy. You are listening to Connect with Candy, where powerful women share their stories, their struggles, and accomplishments. Check out the show notes for links and more information. Also, visit our website or catch us on Instagram. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Please like, share, rate, and subscribe. Until next time, I'm glad you had a chance to connect with Candy.